Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
From Showtime and A24.
What do you love most about Whitney?
Comes a new series unlike any other.
Where do I even start?
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I like how you fight for us.
Nathan Fielder.
Money doesn't really matter when it's about doing the right thing.
And Benny Safdie.
You guys are strong, right? At the end of the day, you're going to survive, right?
Next question.
New episodes of The Curse, streaming now on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Hey, everybody. What is up, and welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that I sound like a 98-year-old chain smoker on today, but that's how the cookie crumbles, and I'm not really getting too into it. Yeah, I feel like still maybe drunk. I don't know why I filmed a thing for Patreon of a truth and drink with Andrew, and it was just literal 55 minutes of Andrew and I getting wasted exactly where I'm sitting 12 hours ago. So things have definitely been better. Better? Oh, geez. It's going to be one of these and we're recording too. Anyways, before we get into it, if you want to never miss an episode of Unhinged with Chris Clemens, be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to watch the video episodes, they are up on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Chris. And if you love it so much that you want an extra podcast at least a month, guess what? You can go to patreon.com/Chris Clemens and join, what is it? The fully unhinged? Feeling unhinged. That's what it is. That's the tier. Anyway, I'm going to stop selling myself like a little hooker on the street. So before we get into the episode part two, I want to do our little shout out of the episode, and it is for NAMI. Anyways, that stands for the National Alliance of Mental Illness, the nation's largest grassroots mental health organization dedicated to building better lives for the millions of Americans affected by mental illness. And as somebody also affected by mental illness, it's important. So stupid to say that, but it is. And also, this was inspired by you guys leaving voicemails. We were all concerned. I wasn't, because I didn't hear any of the voicemails, because that would defeat the purpose of them being a surprise attack. But the producers did hear them, and they were like, I think we should maybe make this organization. And I was like, love it. Let's do it. So, yeah, that link, if you want to donate to that or learn more or get involved, all of that information will be down below. And, yeah, I'm very excited about today's episode because I have officially gotten the Apple headphones to fucking work for this. Huge shout out to Sam.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. This isn't just a me effort. This is a team. You can't spell team without me. I don't think that's right. Let's see what's new. I wrote down some stuff that guys, I got my first tattoo with shading. I know that that's a pretty stupid, like, specific milestone. But all my other tattoos have just, like, basic-ass, like, lines or, like, text. And I got one, and I'm too lazy to pull it up because it's peeling and a whole mess. But I got Booger. It's on my Instagram. You've probably seen it. But I did that. It took 2 fucking hours, which I've never had a tattoo last even remotely close to that long. I think the longest tattoo I've gotten was like 30 minutes max. Like, I have a friend who has like a tattoo right here on her like waist, thigh, lower stomach area. And she was telling me that it took 6 hours for that. And I was like, what? And then I was talking to my like Balenciaga guy, and he was saying he's getting a tattoo where he's under anesthesia for it.
Are you serious?
Because he's getting it for, yeah, Post Malone's guy apparently put him in touch, and Post gets put under like anesthesia, not like down. Oh, that's, I'm thinking of being put down. I was like, wait, something down, about like, that sounded really
like euthanasia.
Yeah, like crazy. But yeah, you can get fucking anesthesia-ed. Anesthesiaized.
Closer.
What is the word?
Anesthetized?
Oh. That sounds official as
it
fuck.
Sounds cool.
We're being put down. That's the name of the episode. Great. No, I'm just joking. That would, whatever. Why am I even talking about this? Anyways, I got a tattoo of shading. How fucking cool that I've entered the 21st century. Oh my God. But her name was Avia, A-V-I-A. She's in LA. She, like, you know, sometimes when like someone, maybe this isn't relatable, I guess, because people sometimes make fan art of me, there's like, usually sometimes you can find like something that isn't right. You're like, my eyes aren't that wide apart, guys. Come on. And like, I was worried about that with this tattoo because, like, I don't know, when it's realistic and something you care about, it's like your expectations are like kind of high. And yeah, so I was like kind of worried, but
oh
my
God,
she fucking killed it. It's crazy. It looks exactly like her. So that was really cool. And then what is this? Being at the point in life, oh God, this is not good, Chris. Being at the point in life where my friends are contributing to like major cultural things. It is so weird when I see, oh, okay. I kind of understand where I was in this headspace, but like, I always say this and I feel like I sound like Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory of like, I grew up in Delaware. It's like, oh, well, it was me. But like, being in Delaware, there is no entertainment shit. There is none of this like just anything involving like entertainment, from commercials to like literally being an actor. There's no like, I just, you don't,
fame culture.
Yeah, there's no fame culture. There's no entertainment industry culture. There's not even in entertainment culture. Like, I don't know. It's so weird. But as I've gotten older, a lot of the people who are around me are also people who like popped, like started with nothing and then popped off. And it's like, just like, I can remember watching like a commercial and thinking, wow, that is so professionally done. How the hell would somebody even do that? Like, how would you, you know, when you like see how like a Burger King commercial is made and you're like, whoa, everything is on strings. You're just like, holy shit, that is so legit, the final product. How would someone do that? And it sparked the other day when my friend was like, hey, do you want to see this like work? I've these like little mini commercials I made for this brand. And I was looking at them and I was like, oh, this is exactly the shit I would have looked at and been like, how would someone even make this? Like, I don't know why. And then my good friend Claudia was in a movie that won at fucking South by Southwest, just casual, like 2 fucking awards or whatever. I didn't even know you could win an award at South by Southwest. I guess I didn't know it was a movie festival. It was pretty fucking embarrassing. Is that like common knowledge?
I thought it was like a concert.
That's okay. I thought it definitely was like more of like a concert panels. Like, I guess I really don't know what it is. And I've been, anyways, she was in a movie. She had a little private screening at her house with just some friends and stuff. And it was so weird because like, obviously, yes, she's an actress. Like, she's showing us a fucking movie she's in. But like her performance, it was like, all I could, like, even still, I'm just like, all I can think is like, that was like real acting. Like, that was like real, like, movie star acting. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but I was just like, what the fuck? That is like, ah! It's just so weird that, like, It's just so weird. Like, how did this happen? I know that this is, like, not relatable to really anybody. I'm just, like, kind of stupid and maybe drunk. Jury's out. But it just, I don't know. It's just a weird moment where I was like, whoa. Like, yeah, I don't know what the point of this was. Anyways, let's get into a voicemail. You guys can call 310-844-6459. Yeah, I don't know, guys. Okay, we're doing our best here.
Maybe you were trying to lead into this being slightly movie themed because
I love that. Well, I really wish I just like had enough like pride or something to be like, that is actually exactly what. But I mean, it just absolutely wasn't the fucking case. I was like, I need to write down stuff that happened this week for the podcast. And that was that. But yeah, we are doing a movie-themed episode. Thank you for bringing this right on track. Thank you very much. Because the Oscars are what, this weekend? Do we know?
Well, it's come out after.
Okay, so the Oscars happened.
They're
thought,
on Sunday.
Yeah, are they Sunday? Yeah, this isn't great, guys. The planning department is on a vacation. We decided to give them some time off because obviously they've been doing such an amazing job. Not a single one of these podcasts is planned anymore. But it's just so funny. But yeah, the Oscars, I guess, have happened. When you're hearing this, it's just so stupid now. So we're going to make it movie themed. This is so stupid.
It was all, you also.
It's like only movie themed.
You also asked for people to call in about like entertainment. Yeah, about related movies. Things.
I really think I might be drunk still. The fucking Oscars happen when this happened. Okay, guys, let's just pretend like the Oscars didn't. Okay, but this is an episode about movies in celebration of the Oscars. I can't breathe. This is like maybe rock bottom stupid for us, guys. This is like really bad. That is so gross. I can't stop. I can't stop at just how fucking poorly planned this is. I don't know why this is so funny. Oh my god, I literally cannot breathe. Anyways, let's hear voicemail. Like, what the fuck?
They're technically not all Oscar themes. Whatever. I'm gonna play.
Oh, that was a good laugh I really needed. Oh my god.
Chris, it's Kaylee.
Hey, Kaylee.
I had to call and leave another story. So when I was 20, me and my friend thought it was a really fucking brilliant idea to bring a 2-6, which is what we call.
So I
oh,
stopped
no.
hearing.
What happened?
Okay,
what
so happened she again? Didn't. She died for you too. Noted. Wow. Okay,
this Chris, is, it's Kaylee.
Hey, Kaylee again.
I had to call and leave another story.
Are we okay?
So when I was 20, me and my friend thought it was a really fucking brilliant idea to bring a 2-6, which is what we call. I don't know what you call it in America, but it's like a big bottle of liquor.
Oh.
And we bring it into the theater and we're pouring it into our drinks. And I didn't realize till afterwards that we drank an entire 2-6 in, I don't know, 90 minutes. So I'm hammered leaving the theater. Hammered, Chris.
That's gonna be
hammered.
Such a disorienting
and
feeling.
We're walking with a group of friends. We met up with some friends and we're walking by another friend, our friend Jeff's house. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what Jeff's doing. And my friend who was with me was like, oh, well, guess we won't know. And I was like, well, I do have a key to his apartment. So we go in to his apartment. Bearing in mind, it's like 1 a.m. And so he's asleep in bed. And we proceed to enter his apartment, stand above him. And he wakes up to us in his apartment while I'm hammered. And he's like, what are we? Oh, we left everyone else outside. Just the two of us went in. There was like 7 of us. And he's like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, we just came to say hi. And he's like, okay, cool. Hi. Like, go home, you fucking idiot. A week later, he's like, hey, Kaylee, I need my key back because my girlfriend needs a key for my apartment. And I was like, oh, do you want to just get it cut and give it back? And he looked me dead in the eyes and he went, no, this is the second time you've broken into my house. You can't have a key anymore. Anyway, goodbye.
I want to go back to the part where we couldn't breathe from laughing. That, I guess I forgot that you were hammered in it. But like, what? Why do you even have a key? I don't even give, like, my best friends a key. I barely gave my mom. Oh, wait, no. Why would I give my mom a key? She lives across the country. I was like, I wouldn't even give my mom a key. Yeah, no, that tracks, Chris. Wow, that... I'm just more, like, shocked at how quickly drinking the whole bottle of liquor was brushed over. Like, leaving a movie theater is already so disorienting when you, like, see light again. I guess it was, like, 1 a.m, but what? I just don't even, I just don't get it. I'm like, okay, maybe that one should have been a secret, babes. Thank you so much. I could do another voicemail.
I offered Sam a key, and she said no.
Why?
Well, then I think it's implied that I have to give him one.
I didn't think that.
Yeah.
But he is begging me for one.
So, oh, is that why you gave it to her?
Because
you wanted one? Was her theory
just,
right?
Well, we both have pets, so I think it was like just in case.
It was before you had cats.
Well, he wanted a key because he wanted to help take care of your stupid fucking bunny.
Yes.
How big is your bunny? No.
When she's not really fuzzy, she's like this big. But then when her she's like an Angora, Jersey Woolly, crazy fluffy mix.
She sounds boutique.
So when she's fluffy, she's like... looks like huge.
I just have an issue with bunnies just ever since I saw one in like a Petco in New York, and it had like, it was white and had those fucking scary red eyes. And I was like, yeah, I'd put you down.
Those ones are weirdly like the sweetest and most friendly ones, probably because they're like so
Because they're so ugly. Like, oh my God. They, of course they're the nicest ones. They're the ugliest. They're terrifying.
Yeah, they've got to have a good personality.
Yeah, they know exactly how to be nice to people because it's all they're looking for. They're like, please, just be nice to me. I'll show you kindness. I'd do the same fucking thing if I looked like that bunny. I'd be so nice and charitable. Instead, I'm like one of those designer bunnies. I'm just like, shut up. Oh, fuck. Sorry, you have to bleep that.
You can't say...
No, you definitely can't. Have you not been bleeping?
Well, I don't think you... This might be the first. This might be the first.
You don't have to on the audio. I don't give a shit what happens to those.
I'm going to keep it in.
You do it. If you guys want to hear me say the C word, go listen. Let's do another voicemail. That was a little off-putting. I don't know why.
Hi, Chris. Just want to say I love you. Love the podcast. Love the channel.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I just don't understand why the Oscars are still a thing. Like, it's run by a bunch of white men who make stuff and then decide on things that they're not even, like, really have an expertise in. You know, I feel like that's most award shows. Like, I had a teacher who can vote in the Grammys, and you can vote for whatever category you want, even though you might make dance music, but you can vote in pop music. Like, it's the same for the Oscars, too, from what I hear. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, why do we care about the opinions of white cis men? That's it, honestly. Why do we care?
I don't
why
know.
Why do people watch it just for their opinion?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Go watch the movies. They're good. Okay. Go support them that way.
I will.
Okay. You know what? That's my rant. All right. Bye.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I definitely hear you loud and clear on that one. Like, straight up. The only argument I have just from, like, a petty bitch standpoint is, like, why do any of us vote with no expertise? You know, like, we do it every 4 years. It's not great. And every two on the local ones or whatever they're called. What are those every two-year ones? Midterms.
There you go.
Is that? Am I smart? No. I'm not. So that's my only, what is it? Like, fault in your argument. The fault in our arguments. Is that, like, definitely voting happens on a regular basis with actually much more important shit. But I hear you loud and clear. And that's, like, a good question. It's, like, same with, like, the Grammys and shit. It's, like, all of this I just feel like is, like...
arbitrary.
Rigged. Anyway, it's, like, so political. that it's like, ugh, if I wanted to be such a petty bitch, I just wish I could just like say what I wanted to say without thinking of like, how would the person feel if they heard that? But like, there's definitely been times where I'm like, why is that person nominated for Best New Artist 3 years after they put out their first album? Confused. So it's just, it's like, yeah, it's just kind of a joke, but I think it's just entertainment at this point. It's like the Super Bowl or something. Like, it's something for something for bitches to sell ads against. Like,
well, she was saying like, why, I just realized, she was saying why watch it, like, don't watch the Oscars, watch the movies. But I think the Oscars are fun. Like, I like to see the people drinking together and what they're wearing, and like, I don't know.
Oh, is that the one where they sit at the tables?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right? Oh, no. Are they in an amphitheater?
Golden Globes.
I don't know. I like, they're all the same to me. I'm like, the Grammys are the Golden Globes, which are the Oscars, which are the Academy Awards? Question mark?
Yes.
There's Academy Awards and, like, Oscars or something are, like, the same.
That's the same.
Oh, okay. That's the same. What movies are nominated?
We know something.
Yeah, look at us. Together, guys, we have, like, one full brain cell. Not even, like, a brain. Just, like, one cell.
Best Picture.
What's Best Picture?
The Best Picture nominees are.
Ooh, give us the fantasy, Sam. Come on. No, I'm serious.
Belfast.
No, give us the fantasy.
I need to, like, stand up straight. And, okay. Like, have, like,
She's, like, disrobing a little. Watch the video, guys. You don't want to miss this on YouTube.
I'm trying to do my hair. Belfast.
You sound exactly the same. You just did that whole floor routine for nothing?
Making me nervous. Okay, Belfast.
Do I make
Coda,
you nervous?
Don't Look Up.
Wait, Coda. You're going Drive. So. Don't Look Up. Listen, I enjoyed that movie. That is nominated for Best Picture.
Yes.
I didn't even hate that movie. I kind of enjoyed it. Best Picture, was it that slow of a year? Also, Netflix got nominated for an Oscar? That's weird.
Yeah.
Has that happened before? Probably. Yeah. Got it. Noted. That happened before, you idiots asking that question. Ooh. Okay, so
also,
Coda, Belfast.
Drive My Car.
Which
I saw that one. That was one of my favorites.
Who was in it? What was that about? Oh, is it someone who gets drunk at a party and then their friend has to drive their car and then they take a wrong turn and then they end up on an adventure of a lifetime? Starring Octavia Spencer.
No.
Yeah. Got it.
It's like that one episode where you had to, like, make up
movie things. Yeah, that was we'd try and forget that happened.
Yeah. That was our Oscar award winning episode.
That was our Oscars. Not even the award winning episode. It was just our Oscars. So what were the movies?
Let me get through the rest.
Everyone's okay. Like, why would we subscribe to this shit?
I know. What's going on?
Today is, like, especially No, I burned, like, probably 250 calories from laughing. We're not starting over.
Okay. Dune.
I'll disappear. Dune is nominated?
Yeah.
Bitch, that movie ended when it was just starting. That movie ended as I was like, okay, now we're about to get the good shit. And it was like credits. I was like, wait, Zendaya's in this movie for literally 2 minutes? That's it? Okay.
I didn't see it.
I'll let you continue.
King Richard.
I keep cutting you off literally every time you read a new movie.
King Richard. Licorice Pizza.
What is that movie about? I've seen that everywhere and I could not tell you one thing it's about.
That's the P.T. Anderson one. Did you see that one?
I don't know who that is.
No. You don't know Paul Thomas?
Oh. No, I do. Paul Thomas.
PTA.
Pamela Anderson.
Panda Man.
Panda Express. It's set in Encino. It's set in the Valley, but it's like in the 70s or...
I didn't see it, but I should.
It's one of the Haim sisters, isn't it?
Yeah, that I do know, and that's literally
and
it.
I think it's Philip Seymour Hoffman's son plays the main character.
Is he dead? Is he the one who
died? The dad is dead. Yeah. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, he was in Hunger Games.
He was in Doubt.
But he was also in Hunger Games? Yes? Okay. Yeah. Okay, I know who we're talking. I don't know the son, but I'm... Me trying to literally put a name to a face. I'm like, is that who we're talking? Okay, got it.
But, you know, the son, he plays like a high school aged kid and has a interesting relationship with the Haim sister who's like in her 20s. So it's.
Oh, he's underage?
Yeah.
Talk about licorice pizza. Why is it called
licorice pizza?
Licorice
pizza was. I found this out from my mom because she grew up in the Valley, but licorice pizza was a record store. Well, I don't know if it was in Encino or where it was, but I have no idea why they named it that. I guess this, I don't know if this is a spoiler, but there's no mention of the record store in Licorice Pizza. I don't know why they named the movie.
Let's get Sister Heim on the phone. Hey, Sister Heim, call in. Why is it called this? Do you think it was nominated? Do you think it, Best Picture is it's worth it? Yeah, no, that face said it all.
No, I don't. It felt like an amazing music video. Like, it was fun to watch.
Like, that feels like the fucking worst thing you can say about a movie. It just, yeah, it could have just been a fucking music video. No, but I got it. I think honesty is the best.
It was fun to watch, but I didn't think like I didn't policy. Think it was going to be nominated for
Best Picture. Wait, how many things are nominated for Best
more.
Picture?
There's like three eight? More. I don't know.
I thought there was four or five. Yeah, why are the Oscars in existence? Like, this is stupid. Nine, unless I'm nominated ten. For one day and then I'm excited.
'Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel app. Did you know the app can help you forecast more than just the weather? With allergy tracking and flu risk mapping. So you know when to stay inside and load up on podcasts. As well as air quality and UV indexing. So you know when to get outside, load up on sunscreen and podcast. Forecast more of what you love with the Weather Channel app.
Okay, the last three are Nightmare Alley, The Power of the Dog, and West Side Story.
Wow, it was a bad year. That is bleak. I need to see King Richard. That one seems fire. Have any of you seen it?
Mm-mm. No.
You did?
Yeah, it was great.
Good?
Great.
I need to really watch it. Although, I don't know why I have like a weirdness with Will Smith. Not a weirdness, just
you have
like,
an entanglement?
I wish. No. I just don't. Like, it's very much like, no, I mean, I was going to say he's very much like The Rock to me. Where, like, I'm just kind of like, huh? Like, I don't understand the level of... But, no, Will Smith has, I think, so much more of a... Although, so I guess, does The Rock. I found out the other day, and by the other day, fully last night, that my neighbor is on Dwayne The Rock Johnson's security detail. Like, my literal neighbor who I thought was, like, a deadbeat.
How much bigger? His... How much bigger?
How did you find that out?
My other neighbor told me.
Like, but like, does The Rock need secure? I mean,
no, I would literally assume that The Rock scientifically is bulletproof. Like, to me, he very much gives off that vibe of like.
So your neighbor is like an 8 foot tall. Like.
No, that's the craziest thing. He's like a little dumpy, short.
Human shield.
Like literally looks like he would be like, and I don't mean this insensitively, just like an Aryan wet dream. Like, he is, like, blonde, short hair, paler than the sun. I don't know what his eyes colors are because I've never looked him dead in the eye or even talked to him. I do always smell his cigarettes. Oh, my God, that would be so awkward if he's listening to this. He's not.
Is he
in the sunroom? No, he's at the front door. But, yeah, isn't that wild? I don't know why we're talking about this. Oh, Will Smith. Yeah. No, Will Smith, I feel like, has a little bit more, like... street cred just because he did like the whole rap career, like he was in Fresh Prince, like all of that, but I just don't get like the full like I love Will Smith, like I need to watch his YouTube vlogs.
Pleasantly surprised, he's really good. He got an Oscar nomination for it too.
Will Smith?
Yeah,
I'm not saying he's bad.
And then the thing that's really cool about it is about, you know, Venus and Serena, and the girls who played Venus and Serena, they actually had to learn how to play tennis for the movie. And they're playing tennis really well in the movie. It's pretty awesome.
Work. I don't even. So they did a tennis movie and one of the prerequisites was not like you didn't need to know how to play tennis for it.
I think they just wanted really good actors. And then they realized, OK, we're going to teach you. And one of them actually had to learn how to play with the offhand.
Mm. Wow.
It's really impressive.
Wow. Wow.
Like that vape video? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no. Okay, wow. Oh, my God. Wow. Okay, wow, let's do another voicemail. I could not care less about these movies, honestly. That is probably the only one I care about is King Richard. I almost called it Little Richard. Who was Little Richard?
He's like a
musician. Okay, that's what I thought. Anyways, this, I have ADHD. Oh, hey, thank God.
So you wanted stuff about movies.
I did.
So this is my traumatic movie story. Yes. So when I was probably 6 years, when I was 6 years old,
I get it.
I went to the movies with my grandmother and my brother, who has Down syndrome. He is 5 years older than me. So if I was six, was 11.
I got you.
And
thanks for the math, though. It's never.
We were at the. We were seeing Kung Fu Panda.
Okay.
And I was a very chatty child, so I had questions about this movie. Apparently, people 3 rows back found me whispering to my grandmother annoying. The police showed up and kicked us out of this film. They came in with their flashlights on and kicked us out, like physically removed us from this theater.
Is this
when
real?
I tell you, like, I never went to a movie again, like, I am not kidding. Like, that was traumatizing. Who kicks a grandmother, a six-year-old, and an 11-year-old Down syndrome boy out of a movie theater by police escort?
I mean,
okay, that was my
style.
Whole story time. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed.
Thank you. I did, and it was absolutely a Karen. 3,000%. Also, I have so many questions. Like, one, I'm so shocked that the police showed up in the amount of time of a movie. Like, that's shocking to me. But I also don't understand how the person was more annoyed at you asking questions than the movie Kung Fu Panda. I don't know why you were more irritating to them than the movie of Kung Fu Panda, but go off, I guess. Yeah, I'm honestly just so shook the police showed up that fast.
It is a kid's movie. I feel like you normally...
I'm like, yeah, no, those are the people chatting. That are allowed to talk. That is so fucking weird. That is so weird. I just don't know what else to say.
The cops did something shitty?
What? Wow. They have been? I will say I'm calling BS that you've never been to a movie again. I feel like...
She must have the sickest DVD collection.
Show me what those DVDs do. Let's do a...
You've got mail.
Ah, guys, we have mail. And by that, I mean we just rebranded The Secrets. We're trying to keep it fun and fresh. Now, every time...
What?
That I truly meant in my soul to turn my head away from. But if anything, I think I put the microphone down my esophagus. This is the part, every time that You Got Mail randomly gets played, I will pull an envelope that has 3 secrets in it. 2 of them are submitted by you, and 1 of them is made up by the producers. And I have to guess. I'm already regretting this now that I've said this out loud. This is going to be like an extra large trauma dump with like trauma on the side. Group 4. Oh, I'm assuming these. Okay, this is. I think this is supposed to be the last envelope. The first secret. I've stolen at least $200 from my work. My boss has no clue and thinks that we constantly miscount drawers. That one's giving me big you guys energy. 2nd one, if I'm losing an argument with my boyfriend, I tell him I'm pregnant. My cat, oh. My God, I hope that none of you wrote this. You guys are disgusting, if so. The 3rd and final one. My cat likes to eat my pubs. I'm not saying what I think. So she pukes up hairballs of my pubic hair. I am just going to assume that nobody is fucked up enough in this room besides me to write that. Just right off the bat. So I'm going to say that that one's real and the stolen. I'm saying if I lose an argument with my boyfriend, I tell him I'm pregnant is the fake one.
So we need Jake to run this game.
I don't know why you're looking at me.
The pubes is a lie.
You are so fired. You're fired. Like, don't ever do that again.
He misspelled pubes to throw you.
I was like, oh, that's one of my people. They're stoned. What is wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with you? No, don't speak. You have kids.
It was inspired by a lot of people writing really bizarre stuff about their pets. And so it's an amalgamation of, like, some of the...
It's a what?
Like a combination of all the weird stuff that people were writing. And so...
Cool, thank you.
It was inspired.
Yeah, it's inspiring. Wow, that is called just trauma. That... Oh, God. This only ends up backfiring every fucking time, these secrets. I'm like, this will be fun. And then I'm like, why do we still do this? I did read a comment on the episode I just uploaded yesterday. So, like, the last episode. Someone saying I should do Chris's Court, where people call in about their disputes and I settle them. That's the exact kind of shit I love talking. Like, please call in to 310-844-6459 whenever you have an argument that you need, like, my official ruling on. I'm about to retitle this podcast. Like, I swear to God, I could do a full fucking rebrand. We're just rebranding everything. Should I rebrand myself? Should I get pink dyed pubes? Pubs? Should I get pink dyed pubs? That's so fucking stupid. Let's hear a voicemail. Or should we hear more
Hi,
about
Chris.
The
op- My no. name's Michaela. I'm hey, from Michaela. Toronto, Canada. So he said to leave a voicemail about the movie, so I'm going to do that.
Yeah, regretting it.
I have a question. I sincerely love going to the movies by myself, but all my friends, my coworkers, think it's really weird.
Fuck your coworkers.
I just love not having to talk to anybody, not have to worry about anybody, nobody's in my space. You know, it's just a good time. And plus, you're not talking to anybody anyways. So how do you feel about it? Do you like to go to the movies by yourself? Or are you like, that's lame? Let me know. Bye.
Bye. I love going to the movies by myself. But if it's not by myself, it is with 50 milligrams of edibles as well. And by if it's not, it always is. I love doing things by myself. Like, there's definitely times where I'm like, oh, I wish I had someone here to, like, take an Instagram. Like, something really Aww. Stupid and not, like, worth wanting someone there. But, like, oh, I think that that is phenomenal. And also, your coworkers and friends suck, if that's what they're saying, because they don't know what's up. And they're also too insecure to be by themselves. So, shove that up their pussies. I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, I literally don't know what's wrong with me. That, like, I thought that that was a solid sentence to say.
That's how you wrapped it up.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, wow, that just took a fucking 180 turn. Like, we just turned the bus around and went back in time. Oh, God, should we just cut this episode short? How long is it? How long is it? Tell me how long.
No, but there's so many more movie-themed fun.
Yeah, I'm like, guys, we, like, I mean, we really, hindsight is so fucking bad or good in this scenario. I don't even know what it is. I mean, should I, guys, vote now if I should delete this episode and podcast and then move to Montana.
Oh, sorry.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I just felt the sweat come out of my literal pores in every... What is wrong with you? What is wrong with all of us?
It was the wrong button.
Was there a job application? Like, or a job requirement that was like, you all have to be so fucking ill.
Yeah.
We're all calling and donating to NAMI after this.
Which one was it?
Which one's what? You've got mail.
Oh my God, again? I'm still recovering from cat pubs. Fucking sickos. All right. Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Oh, actually, you fucked up, because I think I actually used this secret before in a video. I sucked dick in the Dick's Sporting Goods parking lot for a ticket to see Billie Eilish, but at least I wound up in the front of the pit. I have gotten that secret, and I think I said it in a video, like, back in our old house. So if you find it, go look for it. So that one's true. Whenever I move into a new apartment, I go to a fancy restaurant and ask for extra plates and utensils so I can borrow them for my new place. That's real. Once my cat had worms and he sat on my ex-boyfriend's head while he was sleeping. And when my cat got up, he had left one of his butt worms on my boyfriend's head. I left it there. Huh? If it's the fucking cat one again, I swear to God, I'm finding a new manager. I like, don't fucking care. I believe that the new apartment one is real because I feel like I've also seen that one before. Is the catworms one the fake one?
No, that is submitted.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, so I was say wow. Only to Jake.
Wow.
I love the inspiration of the animal thing.
No, I get it. I get it. Oh, so the new apartment one is the fake one?
Correct.
I don't know why I feel like I've seen that one. Did you like just change two words of secrets?
No, that's something that
I made this up. I hate this fucking podcast. I hate this fucking show. I hate this Lifetime. I want a reboot, a respawn, a fucking re-something. Please. We need a redo of this episode.
Oh, wow.
Like, at least this is why I named the fucking podcast Unhinged, so there were no expectations of fluidity. See, and then I see sentences like that and I sound like Albert Einstein. What the fuck is wrong with me? A lot. Thank you. Do you guys have any questions that you want to ask? I'm tired of all of it. I'm just
questions that we want to
ask? Yeah, like, is there anything you have?
What's your favorite movie?
A Cinderella Story by Hilary Duff. Or featuring it was her directing debut. Oh my God, I went on my friend Drew's podcast, and you guys will hear it. I'm not trying to spoil anything, but I swear to God, Hilary Duff came up maybe every 10 minutes. It was so embarrassing. Like, literally every 10 minutes. Every 10 minutes. Also, they have a legitimate set, and we need to step our pussies up. Like, they have, like, wallpaper.
Wait, in a studio?
Yeah, like in a studio.
Well, we used
they
to
just
have a studio. I mean.
Oh, no, I know. It's now my living room. Thank you. I'm fully aware. No, once I move, we'll get, like, a podcast studio, and we'll, like, fuck it up. Hey, so I will.
What are we going to do in there?
I guess that's for us to find out. I just farted and really think that could have also been a little wetness. I had dairy last night. I didn't realize it till after. I thought sweet green Caesar salad dressing was vegan. It has dairy and also anchovies, so big womp. Can I get a womp womp? Yay! What is wrong with me? Do you guys have any fun questions, though? I don't like anybody's call-ins. Do you have any random voicemails that have nothing to do with movies? Well, this is what happens when we do a themed episode.
Okay, well,
we're like after the fact.
Oh, I'm going to do, because you also asked people like entertainment-y ones. So like their experiences with celebrities. So let's
yes!
do one of
oh
those.
Oh my God, I want something shady and
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
My name's Jenna. I live in Boulder, Colorado.
We're Jenna from Boulder.
I used to live in Chicago, and me and my friend.
She's giving us the whole history.
And our moms took us to meet Bella Thorne.
Ooh,
at a book signing.
That's
and we went up and met her, and she signed our books, and she goes, or she said to me, I love your hair. And it really felt like a Regina George, like, I love your skirt, like, backhanded compliment. But, I mean, honestly, what she was wearing, I wish I had a picture. She kind of looked like an elf. Well, anyways, love you. Thank you so much. Bye.
I think Bella Thorne is the last person ever to talk about somebody's hair. I used to be at her house sometimes because one of my friends was like living there or whatever, and I would like run in. I swear to God, animals could have lived in that thing. It was crazy. And then I went to like, so she has like a house in Sherman Oaks, Studio City, that she like rented out for parties only. But it was like the Bella Thorne party house. And I went to a party there and it smelled like literal just cat shit. Ew. And it was like the scariest house ever. Like, you know how under the stairs some people put like a wine room? Mm-hmm. She had taken out everything from the wine room and put like mannequins with her own like weird homemade clothes on it. And it was like a showcase. It was like obviously a glass wine room. So it's just like you see mannequins under the stairs dressed up. And I don't know if it was for the event. It was fucking bizarre. It was like truly one of the most insane houses I've ever been in. And not in like an Architectural Digest insane. It was like NAMI insane, you know, NAMI. The charitable shout out for this, the National Alliance of Mental Illness or Alliance. I don't know, acronyms, speaking, reading, all things I don't excel at. So you don't need to laugh. That's extra. It's like putting the nail in the coffin more. What were we talking about? Oh, Bella Thorne. That is crazy. I think I would like, I could see her saying that though. Like, I love your hair. I love doing that, by the way. I'll be like with to my friends. If we're in like a group setting, I'll be like, oh my God, I love your, like, oh my God, your bag's so cute. And then they'll like, it'll be like when they're on the way to the bathroom or something. And then I have to go to the bathroom. I'm like, oh my God, your shoes are so cute. And then I'll turn to the group and be like, those are the ugliest fucking shoes I've ever seen. It's just so funny. Yeah, I don't know why I think bullying my friends is funny. It's just like kind of funny to say things that you would like never say to a person and mean. Anyways, it's a lot to dive into. Therapy was yesterday. So sadly, guys, we have 6 days to wait to bring this up to the jury. Can't wait.
Goofing on your friends is like an expression of closeness.
That's how I feel. Like, I know Andrew's probably overhearing this being like crying. He's like fully sobbing. He bullies me. But like, it's just like funny to... It's just like bullying is like kind of funny. Oh my God, is that the title? Bullying is funny. Honestly, maybe. I'm into that. I'm fully stamp of approval. Chris Clements, advocate for bullying.
The thumbnail is us giving Andrew like a swirly.
We are not putting Andrew on the thumbnail. I'm just kidding. I hope he like isn't hearing me, because now it just straight up sounds like we're talking shit. But you'll hear it if you listen. Anyway, you're maybe still outside. If you eat, was he outside?
I swear to God.
We cut in this episode. If you were able to notice, comment. It's just so fucking stupid. Apparently, there was someone at our door, and it was Andrew. But I opened the door, and no one was there. So I still think you guys are fucking with me. But we're.
It was him.
They'll never notice the cut.
Yeah. Well, they notice the
uncut.
Uncut job. Me brutally murdering a dead joke. What? Also, I will say I'm absolutely a Julia Fox stan account. I live for her. She did a tutorial of like making low rise jeans, and then the scraps were her bra top. Like, literally obsessed. What in the Project Runway? I'm obsessed. Okay, just going to be met with silence. Thanks, guys. Why do you have two fucking microphones?
Well, I'm Team Azealia Banks.
Wait, what? Right. Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Was Azealia the one who posted the picture of her shooting up? Oh, my God. That is fucking crazy. Every time I'm like, I would never, like, talk shit. I'm like, oh, my God. Some people are out here posting that kind of shit on Instagram stories. Oh my God, Azealia just main feed it at this point.
She's like, just fun bullying her.
Yeah. They're just friends. That's what best friends do, guys. You're so silly. You guys are so silly. You don't post pictures of your friends shooting up. That's so weird. I think we can end this episode. This feels like it's been enough trauma for all of us.
It's like a mercy kill.
Yeah, what?
A mercy kill.
Okay, and with that, we're ending this. Thank you, good night, goodbye, be safe, and subscribe. And rate and review. Wow, no, we really are ending it, guys. Bye. We're ending it all. No, that's not funny. Oh, dear.
You've got mail.
No, I don't.
You've got mail.
You've got mail. This turns into like a studio session. Hey guys, welcome to the studio sessions. I'm Chris. You got mail. Honestly, how much are one of these boards? Because I'm
like $700.
No, these are way less than that.
They're like $400.
Why am I literally about to get this and just load shit into it and just go boom boom dum boom 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 ba? Is that how people bake beats? Yeah. Is with these?
Not with the road. No. But
is this for podcasting?
I have one.
Can I have it?
Yeah, you can borrow it.
No, but can I have it?
I like it. Can I have it?
When's your birthday again?
You were there. November 5th. You were in fact there at the Stony Bologna dinner. Did you eat weed?
I had a little bit. Yeah. That was like the last time I smoked or ingested weed.
Wow, I'm honored, because you don't really normally.
I used to.
Yeah. No, I know. I feel like everybody, we're back into the episode, guys. Hey, thank you so much. Turns out we're just still just full, like, we got a new energy. I feel like that is so common with people who smoke when they're like younger in high school, and then they like get paranoid, or you just get paranoid. Or
I've heard the same thing where it's like if you used to smoke a lot in like high school and like college and stuff,
you're uncool now. You're a fucking virgin. Yeah. You're a little Colton Underwood F slur, bitch. Thank you. Like, I saved you an edit. There you go. At the expense of my comedy. No, let's end it. I just feel like that's a fun little like edging. Bye. Hope you enjoyed your edging. Ooh. We're ending it. I'm going out to the road now. Bye. Oh, wow. We have what? Well, fun.
I didn't want to say
the F word?
No. When no, that when you were like, I ate a little bit of weed because I don't know if we told Chris the story. Remember when you were like, go out there? Because we wanted to make food. But what? You were high and didn't want to go back out into the kitchen. Do you not remember this?
No. Oop. Oh, because we wanted to make. Oh,
yeah, but I had to be Justin. Do you remember? You
like, I was like paranoid. Everyone was asleep, but, and we wanted to make like.
No, they weren't asleep. They were all hanging out in the kitchen, or you guys were hanging out making food, and Justin.
I don't remember any
Justin
of this.
Justin was like.
Neither do I.
Justin was like, hi. And he was like, I want to make a pizza, but like they're all in there, and he's like, see, they're gone. And I came
oh, you
in,
were paranoid.
And I came. Maybe. And I went in like. Three times, and you were like, Sam, what are you doing? Because I was like, then coming
around. Were you high?
Turn around.
Were you high?
Yeah, but like, I was still like doing work for me. I was like, okay, I'll go. Look.
I want to do this. Oh my God, should we have an unhinged weed dinner
yeah.
as like an activation?
Huh?
We'll all, oh,
like to invite
Patreon?
Friends over? No.
Oh,
like to invite
activation.
As like promotion. Like,
that's smart.
Thank you. I am a businessman. Are we still recording? I guess we technically are, so.
You've got mail.
You, is that you've got mail? My headphones are off, bitch. You got mail. Also, look up that guy on YouTube. He's pretty dope. He's like just some stuffy old white man who got paid literally $200 for the You Got Mail. We're still going. You will have to bleep one of them. So
yeah.
You can choose to cut it or leave it, and then this could be just like a deleted scene. Because apparently that's a thing our podcast is inventing for podcasts. Deleted scenes. Like, everyone's like, just be a normal person and put it online, you fucking idiot.
It's the Easter egg for the DVD.
Hey guys, we're selling unhinged DVDs. Get the whole season. That is so dark. I kind of want to do it now.
That'd be sick.
That would be. Yeah. Are we going to end this?
No.
I thought it was over.
We all thought it was. All three people listening to this thought it was.
I'm going to keep fading out and then fading back.
I know. We were like, okay, we're hitting the wall. And then we're like, wait, we're getting into a good rhythm. We're still recording. Let's keep going. Bye. God. Bye, God. Bye, God. Be bye, God. Stop recording. Seriously, hit the fucking red button so we're out of this misery. Sam, push it.
He said no.
I don't give a shit about him. I'm gonna.
You got mail. You got mail.
Hit it! I swear to God! Fucking push the button! I will yank on a cord so hard that it rips if you
Can
don't.
I press it?
No. All right, I'm gonna do it.
No.
I'm gonna fucking do it. I'm pulling on a cord. Three, two. Do you want to pay for this cord? We've really become unhinged today, guys. Can you please push the fucking button so this can be stopped recording?
Press it, Justin.
Sam.
I'm going to do it.
Be an adult and push the damn button.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.